This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. I want to talk about something today that I think is very important, and it has little value in many people's lives today, and that is the fear of the Lord. The Word of God tells us once in Psalms and twice in Proverbs that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And for many of us, it was fear of this or that, or even fire insurance. That kind of fear is what brought us to a relationship with God and entered us into that role up in heaven that we're all looking forward to. But I think that a very important aspect is maintaining that fear. And by fear, I mean reverent respect and awe of our great and merciful God. I know many people who have made shipwreck of their faith, who've fallen away, no longer pray, no longer attend church, don't hold the word in high esteem, and are embittered toward their brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I can attribute this in almost every case to their fear of God waxing cold. Another thing that waxes cold in our Christian walk is our love for God. And I would like to say that our love for God is equally as important and in the same proportions as the fear that we have of God. And again, it's that reverent respect and awe. That reverent respect and awe makes us think twice before we do foolish things or say foolish things. It's that motivator when we say, I don't feel like doing this, or I don't want to do that, or I don't want to talk to this person, I don't want to forgive this person. All of those things should be motivated in our hearts by the love of the Holy Spirit within us. But if we ignore those things, sometimes we do those things out of duty, and sometimes we do them out of love, and we all have our ups and downs in our walk. But if the fear of the Lord is maintained, and that is most of the time by reading the Word of God and heeding the Holy Spirit's still small voice in our lives. So I invite you this morning to evaluate, how are you doing with your fear, reverent respect, and awe of the Lord? And do you find yourself doing things that you know you shouldn't because you don't think that God is much of anything to worry about or be concerned about? And we certainly don't want to take His grace and mercy for granted. This is what Paul means when he says he's loving and yet severe. This is what C.S. Lewis meant when he says he's a God of love, but he's also dangerous. We need to consider the fear of the Lord in our walk and in our lives. Let's have a little prayer. Lord, I pray today that you'll help me to reestablish that good and righteous fear of you in my life, the love mixed with fear, the love mixed with that reverent awe and respect for you. And I thank you for it, Lord. Help me, because I need your help. In Jesus' name I pray. This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day.